What's up, everybody? Baby Huey coming to you live backstage from the SAP Center, downtown San Jose. And I'm standing with one of the more popular and hottest superstars right now in the WWE, Big E Langston. How's it going?
I'm good. I must call you on this. We're sitting, for the record. I can't tell a lie. We're not standing. You said standing. We're sitting. But yes, I'm good. How are you?
Phenomenal. Hey, thanks again for making the time. I know it's a busy week or a busy weekend. Were you in LA at all this past week for SummerSlam publicity?
Yeah, I was in LA just for a few days. I'm just kind of doing my own thing, actually. I didn't have any appearances or anything. I just have a few friends who are in LA, but I really enjoy it out there. So I just kind of, you know, anytime I have an opportunity to hang out for a few days, I usually do.
Awesome. So today, while we're at the SAP Center, it's the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. It's the last, house show before the big event, SummerSlam tomorrow, which is on WWE Network for $9.99 a month, as Triple H has stated many times. So for the fans tonight locally, what do they have planned? What do you have planned for them tonight? Are you performing tonight or will you be competing against anyone?
Yeah, I'm definitely in a match. But I think this is honestly one of our most stacked cards of the year for a live event. We have Hulk Hogan's here, Ric Flair's here, Cena's here, Jericho, and then, you know, all the stars, the younger guys too as well, us, the hungry up-and-comers. But it's a stacked card, especially, you know, going into SummerSlam. And I think it's only fitting that the last live event before SummerSlam is pretty stacked.
And what are your plans for tomorrow at SummerSlam? I know the bill's already filled, but like, I mean, do you have any plans as well for that night performing?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure exactly what I'll be doing. I think I'm not currently on the card. I might slide in as a lumberjack, I would guess. But no, I think as a fan and as someone who you know, appreciates this business and the guys who are at the very top, I think I'm excited just to see what goes down with some of the big matches. Like, you know, Brock and Cena is going to be epic. So, and then you look at the card. There's so many big matches there. I'm interested to see how Wyatt and Jericho goes as well. Roman and Randy, and you know, a bunch of big matches on the card. So, just as a fan, you know, as someone who appreciates the craft and the art, you want to sit back and see how those guys do.
Awesome. And so, I mean, I hate to say this, you're the former Intercontinental Champion. I know. So, what's next for you right now? Like, do you want to try to go after the Intercontinental belt again, or do you want to go above that? Maybe, I mean, for the world title, WWE World Heavyweight Championship again, or go for that, or U.S. belt, I mean, tag belt. I mean, what's, like, what do you aspire to go for right now?
I think you always strive to be at the top, and obviously being WWE World Heavyweight Champion is something that I'd like to get to, you know, on the horizon. But I think right now, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, and myself have some things planned, so we're interested to see where that goes. It's been up and down, shall we say, but I think we got something planned. So,
well, I'm glad you just brought that up, because this morning I was prepping, knowing I was going to come see you today, and on Wikipedia, and granted, I know it's Wikipedia, people can, you know, submit. It said at the bottom that currently the story, I mean, that you, Xavier Woods, Kofi were kind of teaming up, Xavier managing. It said the storyline was disbanded because then you competed by singles on, I think it was SmackDown. Kofi did main event singles. But straight from you, I mean, so that storyline's still going then, right? So Wikipedia is wrong?
Well, I mean, like I said, you can't always trust Wikipedia. But no, I think for us, we're all competitors in our own right. So as far as I don't believe there's any official announcement or statement from anyone about what's dead or what's alive. But no, man, we're all competitors in our own right, and we can all do our thing and come back together when we need to. So, yeah, I think we still have plans collectively.
Well, I'm a big follower just of wrestling. I follow all the news on the websites. I mean, how much of the quote IWC, the internet wrestling community that you follow, do you read up what a lot of these people write about you online and just on the various websites?
I think it's often dangerous to kind of scour the internet for what people say about you, because oftentimes you'll find stuff that you don't necessarily want to read. But it's not something that I actively do by any means. But I've also, honestly, I've been forwarded stuff or someone's shown me something that was completely fabricated. I remember some story about Dolph and I hating each other so much that we wouldn't even make eye contact at a gym. And, like, not one piece of that story was accurate at all. So it's interesting that oftentimes stuff is put out as gospel, and oftentimes it has no basis in truth.
Well, and then part of that, just going off of just you mentioned, you, Xavier Woods, and Kofi are still together. And just reading the online stuff, people are predicting, is this a new version of the Nation of Domination? Is that any truth to that? Or is that just you guys trying to do your own separate thing? Or, I mean, where do you have any idea where this storyline could go?
Well, we have a lot of ideas brewing and cooking, shall we say. And I think part of the interesting thing for us is kind of leaving people guessing. That's what we like doing. But I honestly think we're just three talented dudes in our own right. We all kind of have a similar mindset. All, I think, you know, college-educated, intelligent dudes, and we're all hungry for more. So that's, you know, that's really the basis of why we came together. And beyond that, I say stay tuned.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, just when you first got called up to the Bane roster, you were with Dolph Ziggler. Did he, I mean, initially when you've been called up, did he, like, shouted you? I mean, like, is he like a big mentor to you? Like, what did you learn from him when you first got called up?
Oh, Dolph was great. He helped me a lot. Even, you know, from just starting on the road with him, where I was sitting at ringside for the matches with Cena and for the matches that continued on for about 6 months, I think. We were together, the three of us, with AJ as well. But no, he's still great. He still gives me advice, still tells me his opinion on, you know, stuff I did in the ring. He'll give me, you know, sometimes we'll talk just about life and you know, saving your money and things of that nature. So he's just a really witty, smart dude who's going to be successful for many years to come. So I've always had a lot of respect for him, and I always appreciated him. Just, you know, we wrote together for a while, and he's always, in a way, not necessarily, I don't know if Big Brother it works as well, you know, but he's been in many ways a mentor, and I've always appreciated that.
Well, lastly, we got to talk about this. We're in the Bay Area. Not only, I mean, we're all looking ahead to SummerSlam tomorrow, but next year, the big event, the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, WrestleMania, it's making Bay Area debut at our brand new home of the San Francisco 49ers, Levi's Stadium. Have you had a chance to check out the stadium at all yet?
I have not yet, but like you said, we're all really excited about it. The first time WrestleMania will be in the Bay Area, March 29th, 2015. Tickets available November. And obviously you can catch that on the WWE Network, which I believe is only $9.99 per month. So we're all very excited about that, of course.
Awesome. Well, I mean, just kind of looking ahead, I mean, is there, I know it's months away, but do you have any idea what could possibly go on that night? I mean, or are they still just kind of concerned about SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and they're not even looking at that far ahead yet?
Actually, I got an advance card. I'm actually going to pull it out right now. No, I have nothing, unfortunately. No. It's WrestleMania, so I think that's enough to know that it's going to be huge. I think last year's WrestleMania was one of the best in recent memory, and we're always trying to top that. So, yeah, it's you know, the return of Brock. Who knows if Taker will be back? You know, Sting has been around. It's definitely in the video game, and who knows? And a lot of people are kind of excited to see what happens with that. But you know, I obviously don't know what's going on, and I think a lot of people are kind of shrouded in mystery. But that's part of the excitement, is wondering where things go for the next several months. So,
awesome. Well, Big E, thank you so much for the time. As a Niner fan, and I finally got a private tour of the stadium this past week, so you're going to be in for a treat performing there. And just everyone we talked to says this is the best stadium in the NFL. So for you next year to be performing there, like I said, you're going to have so much fun. And thank you again for everything you've done for the wrestling community and just performing. And just good luck with the rest of your career.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.